The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're somebody who needs to use social media to move product, to build a team, to grow your business, you've got to use stories. It just doesn't happen in your feed posts. It's all about stories. But so many people have no idea what to post to stories, or they just run out of ideas, or they feel like there's just nothing interesting going on. So why should I post the stories? I get it. And sometimes you just need some inspo. So I'm going to give you some for free. I'm going to give you 50 story ideas. These are simple things you can use right now on your Instagram stories or even on your TikTok stories. You don't always have to go on camera. These are things that you can post to your stories that keep people engaged, that serve your audience, that build your audience, and you can grab them right now for free. Just go to instaclubhub.com/story. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/story. And as always, that link is also in our show notes.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the new Instagram feature, the 60-second Instagram stories. And I know you might be thinking, Brock, I've been able to record 60-second stories for years. This is nothing new. It's not. But what is new is that when you record a 60-second reel, Instagram no longer breaks it into 4 15-second segments. Another way to say this is that Instagram stories no longer have a 15-second limit. They now have up to a 60-second limit for each individual clip. This is a new feature that began rolling out to all users at the beginning of October, and it's actually been something that they have been testing for at least the last few months. So far, we haven't seen a ton of bugs and glitches. Of course, just like any new feature on any social network, and especially on Instagram, there are some bugs, glitches, and malfunctions taking place. But for the most part, this feature is working pretty well, and it seems to be pretty widespread. It seems like a lot of people are gaining access to this feature right away. With that being said, I wanted to share some of my thoughts around 60-second stories and what it means for us as creators and business owners who use Instagram and Instagram stories. First of all, with the introduction of 60-second stories, we might initially be very excited because now we have more time and more space to talk on Instagram stories without being cut off. I know that personally, when I see the ability to answer a poll question and make it 60 seconds long rather than cutting it down to 15 seconds, it's exciting. But I think it's exciting for all the wrong reasons. And what I mean by that is we have the opportunity to be more long-winded and to be less concise, but that ain't always a good thing. Especially when the most valuable form of currency on social media is attention. When we're long-winded and we speak for long periods and we say the same sentence in different ways, kind of like I am right now, well, then people get bored, people get uninterested, and they click away. So even though it's going to be tempting to record 60-second long Instagram stories, I still think our goal should be to be concise. Recently, one of my followers called this the miniskirt effect. They call it the miniskirt effect because, like a miniskirt, your content needs to be long enough to cover what you need to cover the important parts, but also short enough to grab and hold people's attention. I think that's a funny name. I'm not sure if it's totally politically correct, but I think it's funny. So the miniskirt effect. Your Instagram stories should be long enough to get your point across, but not so long that they're getting redundant and you're getting long-winded and it's filled with ums and ers and ahs and mistakes and you saying the same thing multiple different ways, even though you already got your point across. The goal should be to be concise. And not only would a really long Instagram story potentially lose people's attention, it could also be annoying or frustrating to your viewer because in the past, let's say you recorded a 60-second story. You posted it to Instagram. Instagram broke it into 4 15-second clips. Well, now, if I'm at the 43-second mark and I miss something one sentence ago, I can tap back and it will take me back to the 30-second mark because it's cut into 15-second increments. So you can essentially rewind someone's Instagram story if you wanted to. But now with a 60-second story, if I'm at the 43-second mark and I missed something one sentence ago or something wasn't clear or I just didn't understand for whatever reason, if I tap on the left side of the screen to go back, it's not going to take me back 13 seconds. It's going to take me back 43 seconds all the way back to the beginning, and I'm going to have to watch your entire story all over again. And for a lot of users, that can be very frustrating and annoying. And so that's why you should try to be as concise and as clear as possible. That's also a reason to add closed captions to your stories. That might even be a reason why you might want to break up your longer stories into shorter clips anyways, even though Instagram is now allowing you to go up to 60 seconds. Something that I think is going to be high level that I'm not going to recommend for all people, but that I know is going to be very effective for the few who can make it work, is adding a little bit more creativity or creation value into your Instagram stories. Specifically, I'm referring to adding cuts, adding edits, adding transitions, and just putting some production value into your Instagram stories. When this is done, it will hold people's attention longer, just like, say, an Instagram reel would, because there are cuts now. There are things happening. There are things changing that are holding our attention for the duration of the 60 seconds or however long the new long story is. In the past, we didn't need to worry about this as much because a story could maximum be 15 seconds long. So that means at maximum, there was going to be a 15 second clip without an edit. But now 60 seconds, four times as long, that means four times as boring, four times less attention on our Instagram stories. With that being said, it's important that we remember the purpose of Instagram stories. The purpose of stories is to be documentary, to be in the moment, to be brief, to be little snapshots that are very authentic and real and not super curated or edited. But if you can maintain those feelings while adding a little bit of editing, a little bit of transitions, a little bit of cutting here and there, people are going to stay very engaged and keep coming back to your Instagram stories. Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly to let y'all know that the Insta Club Hub is open and available for registration. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership where you can learn exactly what you need to know about Instagram. Now, to be totally transparent, you can learn everything you could ever want to know about Instagram in the Insta Club Hub. We literally answer every question ever about Instagram in the club, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to help you learn what you need to know. How does the algorithm actually work? How can you use Instagram to your advantage to start growing a following and start building your customer base from Instagram in less than an hour a day? We want to help you save time and make money from Instagram. There's a link down in the show notes, or you can just visit instaclubhub.com to finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. My prediction is that these new longer stories are going to improve overall story retention. And let me describe to you what I mean by that and why I predict this. In the past, if, let's say, my mom were to record 5 60-second stories, Instagram would break, of course, each of those 60-second stories into 15-second clips, meaning that instead of seeing 5 clips when I tap on her Instagram stories or 5 little dashes at the top of the screen, I would see 20 little dashes at the top of the screen. And for many users, they report that that's overwhelming. And some of our polls even suggest that a lot of people feel that that's too many stories in a single day. So when people see that, they would have just swiped on by, thinking, oh, that's too much, that's obnoxious, I'm skipping all of these stories altogether. Now, when they were to open her Instagram stories, they would see only 5 dashes at the top. And they could choose from one dash to the next, one 60-second story to the next, if they were interested or not, if they were into that topic and if they wanted to hear her full 60 seconds on it, rather than having to tap through or possibly even skip the entire Instagram story as it was. So my prediction is that overall story retention will be higher. People will be more likely to watch your stories every day from start to finish. What I think will change is individual clip retention. Every single individual story, every single one of those individual dashes, I don't think those will have quite the retention they did in the past because of what we've already talked about. Of course, a 60-second story requires more attention, more time, more energy, more effort than simply a 15-second story. So I think people are more likely to get to the 43-second mark and then be like, nah, I'm over it. I get the point. I'm good. And then they skip the rest of the story. I think that that's a little bit more likely. I don't think it's super likely that as stories go from 15 to 60 seconds, that people are now watching the full 60 seconds, where in the past, they might not have been even always watching the full 15 seconds. So those are my two predictions. Overall story retention up, individual stories, clips, retention, whatever you want to call it, down. I also think that this will take at least some level of adaptation by the consumers, by our followers and our audience watching our stories, because it's new, it's different. They're going to get 45 seconds into your story and be like, whoa, why hasn't there been a cut yet? Shouldn't this have cut every 15 seconds? Or they're going to get 45 seconds into our 60-second story and be like, wait, I want to rewind. And they're going to feel that frustration and annoyance I talked to earlier. So I would say, rather than just diving right into 60-second stories, gradually increase your story's length so that you can ease your audience into what it feels like to watch 60-second stories. Overall, and in conclusion, I think that this is a great step by Instagram. I think that it's going to allow for more creativity and more freedom as creators. I know that personally, I love the ability to answer things a little bit more long-windedly, if that's a word, and just, you know, talk more candidly and not have to worry about being so concise that I fit into a 15-second clip. I would love to hear what your thoughts are on the 60-second stories, though. Feel free to shoot me a direct message on Instagram and we can talk about it. And also, I would love to hear what your thoughts were on today's episode. Leave us a review of this show on whatever podcast listening app you prefer, because A, it really helps the show, but B, and more importantly, we want to hear your feedback. We want to know what episodes you like, what episodes you don't like, what things you want to hear more of or less of, or if you're just loving the show altogether. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.